Blog Talk Radio.
Like a bananas barrel. I shoot 400 meters, man, and when he hit that target, bam! I mean, he turns that book around hard. I mean, it's impressive. Well, man, y'all seen my enemies, boy, they have come out, haven't they? All because of Super Carswell. Black enemies. It's bad, man, when people are your enemies and they've been your enemies for a while. So. More coming out, so I told everybody, I was telling Pastor Mirren, I said, you know, when he did his damn video talking about I'm repenting, I'll give everybody out, I want everybody to get with him. But you know what he's doing, right? I said, tides are turning on him, so he's trying to get out in front of it, so nobody will come out and make any negative videos on him, because he's been forgiven this prophet. What? Say again? Yeah. What's the baby called, man? What's up, baby? Pastor Mirren, he'll get what? Alright, I don't need to be putting out the bad information. Start on, folks.
I'm sure she'll be the one.
You took me from this. And your understanding to found the way. I am the only thing I want if you broke that dangerous. We'll find my freedom and heal. Restore and heal. All the Israelites.
Let me see that. Hold it up,
man.
We'll get to a couple of announcements here for a second, okay? If you are listening in Canada, all right, up in Canada, near Buckhorn, Canada, Buckhorn, Canada, we need you to contact us. Call the number behind us right here. If you're serious-minded brothers, we need you to contact us so we can put you in touch with our brother Steve. You know, I was going to Canada pre-COVID almost every single year. You know, until stuff started going awry and people going, you know, batshit crazy on us. And it's amazing because so they can barely even get 4 or 5 people, maybe 2 or 3 people to fellowship with them on Saturday. But when I go up there to visit Canada, all of a sudden 20-some people show up. Then if I go have a meeting in one of their provinces and stuff, you got 45 people. You understand what I mean? I'm like, what is this? And you know what the problem is, man? People just don't want to submit to no authority. But they'll go and submit to a supervisor at a job because they're going to get some monetary gain for something. I'm telling you, man, we some... I can't even say that we even special kind of people anymore. I really can't. Hallelujah. But it's sad. And Brother Steve and Sister, what did we bow for them? They some damn good people, man. They really truly are. But if y'all up there near the Buckhorn area up there in Canada, man, y'all get in touch with us. Call this number behind us. Leave us a message so we can put you in touch with Brother Steve and them. Hallelujah. Also, now, for those of you that own community, you know when Straightway gifts. We usually give y'all the best. We don't give you a bunch of dilapidated stuff. We don't give you sick animals. We usually give you the best. Coming straight from our flock, what we do. And so we've got 3 males and 1 female. All seared. About registered 100% New Zealand. How you pronounce it? Teach old buck. Listen. We have premium top goats here at Straightway. I'm talking about goats that when we purchased them, I'm talking about this, some moolah here. Because we like drinking goat milk. And it's also good to have goats like that because if you have children and the mother's milk dry up, you can go straight to goat milk. And get pretty much close to the same nutritional value. Yeah, for real. I know y'all folks on law know a lot of stuff like this. That's why you're here, so you can get educated. But we got 3 males and 1 female. And if y'all community and y'all want some of these premium, pristine goats, y'all need to call the number behind me and put in your deals. First call, first serve. And mind you, we're giving these things. You know, out in the world, man, they like selling stuff to you.
Yeah.
We don't sell stuff to Israelites. We give it to them. Hallelujah. That's what we do with Israel. And I'm talking about some good goats, too. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Muir. Shabbat Shalom. Now, I got to get to that announcement, too. You know, Pastor Muir, and them, they always take good care of me while I'm up there. Even though I spend a little time in the room sleeping, they take good care of me. You know what I mean? And Pastor Muir always concerned about when people come to visit Goshen, how did you sleep? And I told him, man, I get some of the best sleep in the world when I come Straightway Goshen. I do, man. I get some good sleep. And I enjoy my family when I go up there. Because when you go, truly when you go to Straightway Goshen, you really truly get to feel like it's Straightway Tennessee. I know it's been said before that old Straightway Georgia is kind of like Straightway Tennessee. That's a far cry. No, it wasn't. By any way, shape, fast, or form, it wasn't. That's what was said. That's another thing, too. You know, we got to get y'all out of what the Hook said about good words and fair speeches, they deceive the heart of simple. Y'all got to get out of this shit to where when somebody say something, then y'all just automatically take it hook, line, and sinker. Y'all gotta get past this shit. Because some people know how to manipulate you by just saying what your flesh want to hear.
Yep, that is very true.
But if you ain't got no fruit produce, if you ain't got nothing that backs up action, lifestyle, living, to back up these words, what good is it? So many people get taken advantage of because somebody know how to talk. They can talk, man, and have you have your pockets out, man. I'm going to get this. Hallelujah. All right. So I did that announcer there, too. What am I saying here, man? Ooh-wee, look at all this stuff I got open up here. Nope, don't want that, don't want that, don't want that, don't need that. All right, where are my dang notes? There you go. Hallelujah. All right. So also, Pentecost coming up May 19th. We are just on the outside of the prefaces, or in fact, we're just about a month out. You need to be calling this number right behind me. And you need to be putting your name down on the list to let us know that you're attending for Pentecost. Now, good. Listen to me. The reason why we do this is because when you're dealing with upwards, usually Pentecost is the shortest. I mean, the least amount of people. You got like 600-700 people. But that's still a lot of people logistically to deal with. That's a lot of people to deal with logistically. And if you could be so kind as not to be incompetent and call the number and help us and let us know if you're coming, because it's an extremely short feast. More likely what usually Israelites do is they'll show up on either on the fifth day or sixth day, because it's going to be on the first day. So if you show up on the sixth day, you got 6 days set up, stay that night. The weather's still cool at night by that time. You got Shabbat, where you got Saturday night, then you have Feast of Pentecost, and you can pack up either at night or when the service is over, you can check out first thing, second day morning on the 20th of May, if you choose to. If you want to stay longer, all you got to do is just let us know, and we're good to go. Hallelujah. Stay longer, and we're good to go. So we're going to say, I need for y'all to have, if you're coming, I need to have them numbers in by the 26th. That's next, starting by no later than next start of Sabbath, which is the 26th. What they call the world 26, really 27, but y'all understand what I mean. That's why we put the days like that on the calendar. So some people, it's kind of hard for them to, you know, bring it over to what we're really talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Also, we got a lot of people that are calling that want to come back and be reconciled to the ministry. Mm. Now, try that on for a matter with all the firestorm going out there. Man. Boy, I didn't even know I had that kind of energy. Did you know I was that popular? I mean, I give Donald Trump a run for his money. Did y'all know I was that popular? Y'all didn't? Or nobody can't see y'all.
No,
I'm not in Camp Ghost now, but can't nobody see y'all. But they can hear you. Okay? I didn't know I was that popular, man. I didn't even know I was that wicked either. Am I that wicked?
No, sir.
Dang. Well, hey, I can't never say I ain't been wicked because there's none righteous. No, not one. Ain't that true? None. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. So we welcome the enemies tonight. Hallelujah. Hopefully God can save your unsanctified soul.
Yes.
Glory to the King. That's what, hopefully that's what it's all about. We had a beautiful Camp Goshen. Really did. A lot of people learned a lot about themselves. They were able to push back if they had any remnants of the feminine nature in them, they were able to push that stuff back and get it out of them, hopefully. What y'all think?
Yes,
you know, I mean, being sensitive, you know what I mean? They would get that shit out of them.
Yep.
And become men and not just take heed to all words that are spoken and stuff. You know what I mean? Good stuff, man. So we thank the Father for it. I thank the Father that Frogman put this stuff on, man. And I heard that y'all two was the one who started it. Ooh-wee. Boy, did you ever have any second guess about what the hell am I doing here? Sure you did. Everybody does. What the hell am I doing? I don't lost my mind. Everybody does. Because, you see, people in this world, they never get an opportunity to really, truly, to dig deep in the spirit to find out what they're really made of. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
They never ever get that opportunity ever before in their life. And they don't ever know. They really, truly don't ever know. That one brother, DK, that used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he told me, he said, Pastor, this is the hardest thing I've done in my life. Ever, by far. Ever in my life. I said, that's what it's supposed to be that far. But I'm telling you, man, it's life-changing.
Yeah.
It is life-changing, man. And we thank the Father for it. And I'm hoping that you brethren, that meaning you, if you put your name down on the list, don't come up with no excuses and back out of it. Get ready for 003. 003. Get ready for it. Hallelujah. You know, the world out here, what in the world is he talking about? That's not for you to know. That's for us to know.
Hallelujah.
But just get ready. Work on your health. You got to work on your health, man. Deliverance. You can do it. You can do it. It's just that you're gonna come face to face with that voice that always been controlling and ruling you all your life. Boy, that voice talks, man. He talks all the time. You wouldn't believe how much influence that voice has had in our lives. Talking to us all the time. And you think it's you. Mm-hmm. Remember I did that sermon on the spirit, the body, and the soul? Mm-hmm. Or the body, the spirit, and the soul. Man, that's profound. Let me go back and look at that message. I probably need to repost that thing.
Yeah.
That's a good message. And I cannot say enough about the sisters up there at Goshen, Straightway Goshen up there. At an undisclosed location somewhere in the corners of the United States of America. Man, they really, truly, they put it on.
Yes.
They worked. Man, did they work. And you know what? It seems to be like that no matter where we go. Straightway sisters, man, they always work, man.
Yes, sir.
Good food, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's good food. Mm-hmm. Really good food. Hallelujah. All right, where else we at? In the order of things, or the grand scheme of things, that falls in now from go. What is school day, children? Is that the last day of school or something? We have a break or something like that, I don't know. Is it? All right. Well, we are good. We are extremely good. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to read y'all something. Y'all can get y'all pen right. Y'all probably want to write this down, okay? Over in Psalms 27. And I'm not going to read from the King James because I found some more mistranslations in here. You see, you know what a monogamous society does, right? And you know what a matriarchal society does, right? They try, when a translators get a hold of the word, they try to translate it according to their culture rather than being true to the text. Now, like you said, they translate it to their culture, and they never ever, you know, they are so sure that they have conditioned you in such a way that you will not obey the words of Paul when he wrote the letters to Timothy to him when he said, study and show yourself approved. They are so sure that you will never do that that you will believe everything that they say without checking everything out. That's why I started using PowerPoint. Because if you go back and look at my old messages, I didn't use PowerPoint. I started using PowerPoint because I wanted people to see the word and then see words that are defined so that you'll know what the original really truly says and not what Christianity, the religious world, or your families or anybody tells you what it says. You know, we grew up in this society, that's a certain sentiment that everybody has about things in general. And it's mostly assumed. Everything we deal with in society is mostly assumed because, again, they have a school. When you go to a public school system, that curriculum is the same curriculum from California all the way up to Maine. Same school curriculum. It's just that when you go to different schools, you have different levels of education in reading, writing, arithmetic, reading and comprehension, that's what they call it, right? You just get a better education. When you're in the public school system, they really truly don't care if you graduate or not. The state gets paid because your child is in the school. They just don't tell you that. And I know, old pastor, that's another reason why I'm hated, though, because I tell people stuff they know they need to do, but they ain't thinking about doing. And you know what? Can y'all imagine how bad it's going to be when the proverbial crap does hit the fan and these folks are set up as stuck in these cities? Mm-hmm. Can y'all imagine how bad it's going to be?
They're
going to
be civilized. Right?
Oh, they're
going to
be civilized.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Jesus. You will be civilized. You are going to fill up your cup. And not only are you going to fill it up, but you're going to drink from it. That's exactly what you're going to do. For despising wisdom.
Yeah.
Stay where you are.
Yeah,
enjoy your life of ease. But the book says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. And guess what? Y'all finished. So go out there and get all the favoritism with it and hobnob with everybody that agrees with you. It is going to be ugly. Extremely ugly. You don't want to be caught. But hey, hallelujah. I guess that's the reason why we need a preacher.
That's right.
So if we didn't hear a preacher, we wouldn't be in the place we are today.
Nope.
And when I say the preacher, I want y'all to get this right. It's not that the preacher is anything of himself.
Come on.
I mean, the book says that the one that doeth the sowing, he ain't nothing. Is that right?
That's right.
Or want to do the water.
Right.
Ain't nothing either. It's the one that gives the increase. The one that's sowing and water is obeying the one that gives the increase.
Right.
Everybody says, oh, we're going to depend on y'all. How you going to do that without the sower?
Woo!
Come on. When you have ignored his voice all your life, how you going to do that without somebody watering? You don't know how to obey God. That's why he chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That's his y'all program. He knows amazing what y'all do, because you know it, right? What he does, he takes somebody who's a piece of crap right here on this earth just like everybody else is. And we all know the cesspool of hell that we're in. And then they turn around and tell you what the will of God is. Same trials, same temptations. Evolving. But the impact comes and you know it's real and the conviction is real because if you preach it, you must live it. And that's the reason why a lot of people are upset today. I told y'all, you can't get people to condemn the righteous about anything unless Satan has his minions to lie. He's got to lie in order to get those who are after the same mindset. Because you can't tell the truth and then get people. But then you got to think about it. A lot of people got a lot of blood on their hands, too. Because that's the people that could be possibly ordained to eternal life. And then look where they at in their unregenerated spirit and soul, and then they start going checking out all this, these false advertising, mm-hmm. false lies and everything. Forget that. And then guess what? You stand up before the Most High.
Jesus.
He says, I know you didn't know this, but, you know, I asked you, to, you know, I told you in the commandment, don't bear false witness.
Yep.
I did. I told you to know them and labor among you, but you chose to listen. But my spirit was dealing with you.
Wow.
Mm. You got folks out here telling you to rip out whole passages of the Torah.
Jesus.
Tell you to tear that shit out. That's what they call it, man. I'm serious. It's bad, brother. You better save yourself from this untoward generation.
Hallelujah.
So Psalms 127, verse 3. So listen real close, all right? It says, lo, an inheritance of Yahweh are sons. Somebody say that again. The inheritance of Yahweh are
sons.
The King James translated children.
Mm-hmm.
Want to include everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get no inheritance for having daughters.
True.
You don't get no inheritance for having daughters. I said you don't get no inheritance from having daughters. The inheritors of Yahweh are sons.
Mm.
Don't get that?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the sons is wanting to carry on the seed of Israel.
Yes.
It's not diminishing women. You remember, when you read this book, you're reading a very patriarchal book.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing matriarchal about it. Nothing soft and feminine. You're dealing with straight up manhood.
Yes, sir.
Patriarchal. Because Yah's a man.
Yes, sir.
A reward is the fruit of the womb. A reward is the what? As arrows are in the hand of a mighty one, so are the sons of the young men. Now see, it's put an emphasis. All the happiness of the man who have filled his quiver with them. With what? Sons. They are not ashamed, for they speak with enemies in the gate. Let's go to 128. Now watch this. Your wife is as a, Psalm 128 verse 3. Your wife is as a fruitful vine in the sides of your house. Your wife is a what?
Fruitful vine.
A what? A fruitful what?
Fruitful vine.
Why does it talk like this in these concrete terms?
Yeah,
because the woman is a field.
Yes, sir.
The man sows the seed.
Yes, sir.
You put seed into the field.
That's right.
The seed goes into the soil. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it comes out of that soil. It produces fruit. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Your son has an olive plant around your table. So sons are what?
All the plants.
Around your table. Lord, surely thus is the man blessed who is fearing Yahweh. Yahweh do a blessed deed out of Zion. Look then on the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life and see the sons of your sons peace on Israel. Again, I understand this offends this effeminate generation right here. But the Most High Yah is trying to let y'all know how important it is for us to have sons. How do you think we're going to continue righteous seed on this earth unless we're having sons? We're living after the manner of this book, and then we're teaching our sons the ways of Yah. Y'all get that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's important that be a homeborn of strangers. When they come inside of Israel, you got to make sure you pick wisely, choose wisely. Because you don't want these people that are just like these worldly-ass women we all come from. There's no stability in them whatsoever at all. None. No stability in them whatsoever at all. We're trying to build Israel.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Trying to build Israel. Oh, yeah, by the way, bring Josiah in here. His cousin had this moment of glory in time. Y'all got to see this little dude. If he's up, he's been up pretty much all day. He topping the scales now, man. He getting fat and chunky. He just turned 4 months old, man. And he seemed to be doing well. Seemed to be doing well. Is he up? Oh, yeah, he's up. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Look at
here.
Yeah.
Look at it here.
Sons,
look at him. All right, yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell him.
Speak, man. Tell him the truth. Shame the devil. Say, hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Look at this thing. Look at him. Hey, Israel. You're not going to put up the shooting arm this time. Man, look at it. Ain't you doing good, dude?
That's right.
Everything I just got to finish reading, Israel is all about this. It's right here. It's all about this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at that, man.
Yeah.
He's doing his number, ain't he? See, hey. Hey, Israel. Glory to the King. They said, boy, how is it looking at my wife and them always say all the time, how is it looking at your self? Boy, he had to get him. Boy. He ain't about to break nothing, you're gonna knock my shoulders out. That's what I don't. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's a healthy little boy. He's doing fine. Josiah is doing fine. I do that just to encourage everybody out there because some of you, I mean, you got sons older. You have sons that's just being born too as well. I just want to encourage Israel. Keep us on the right path. Hallelujah. That is it. All right, let me see what else I got for us up in this house. All right, let's get this out of the way. So, dead flies. Go get Ecclesiastes 10:1 real quick. Ecclesiastes 10:1. Y'all got to know this stuff, man. Don't let the word slip, all right?
Yes, sir.
The best, a man is born to serve Yah. Because if you don't serve Yah, then you serve Satan. There's no alternative. That's what you're doing. Hallelujah. Read, teach.
Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Dead flies. You hear that? As soon as something stink, here come the dead flies. And then they send forth, hey, a dead, not only said when the flies die to themselves. Have y'all ever been around a place where a bunch of dead flies? And then they larva on top of each other and everything else. They just, ooh, we. Well, look what it says. Read on.
So does a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor.
Now, the scripture's version says dead flies make the perfume ointment stink. Ferment. A little folly outweighs wisdom, it stinks. The Amplified says dead flies make the oil of the perfumer give off a foul odor. So a little foolishness in one who is esteemed outweighs wisdom and honor. You get that? That means foolishness will always outweigh wisdom and honor. Because it draws the wrong type of people. You get it? That's why you got to have your mind regenerated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So we're going to get forth on a little teaching here. So. Seems like the hot topic. Oh, by the way, somebody told me, and I'm sure that y'all watching, somebody told me that they put out a challenge to me. Of course, y'all know I've got to, you know, listen. They put out a challenge to me saying that they will debate Pastor Dow on divorce and remarriage. And I said, who is foolish enough to take that? Now, I may consider this one because this cat allegedly has like 186,000 subscribers, right? But they're not no pastor. They don't have no following. The internet, listen, because you have OnlyFans don't make you... Just because you have 186,000 subscribers don't mean you have a following. Now, am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
That's why I ask for theologians, pastors who have large assemblies. Don't tell me you're a pastor and you got three people. Yeah, you can shepherd in a little flock, but you don't have the experience nor the tenure to comprehend. So I try to make it fair.
Yes, sir.
Well, you ain't no theologian. Nope, never claimed to be. But theologians sure do like getting embarrassed by me, though.
That's
right. So I tell you what. I'm going to put this offer out there for whoever this cat is. I don't even know his name. But I'll put this offer right there. And we can't have the same offer on the table. Is that right? Offer is this. Y'all know me. I like putting money where my mouth is. So let's debate and let's put up $10,000. Because I can use $10,000. But not only that, let's debate this subject and the loser will get off of YouTube and the loser will never preach or teach again. I think it's pretty good. I don't think they're going to take it up, though. Hallelujah. But anyway, let's go ahead and deal with Israel. So, because we do have a subject of a lot of, you know, out in the world, it's always been a subject of divorce and remarriage. My only concern, oh, don't worry about it, Ranger, I ain't going to do that. I'm moving on right now. So, my only concern, even though, y'all know me, I don't mind giving out the truth, because even though you give out the truth, when somebody has false teaching, false doctrine, they ain't going to get it anyway. So I need for you, Israel, to know. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I need for you to know the truth. Because I can't get Gino. He loves talking tough, boy. But I can't get Gino, who opened up his mouth and said, he ain't said nothing about it since then, has he? Glory to the King. But I cannot get Gino to come out from behind the safety of his quarters. I'm telling you one thing, though. I'm helping people stop their mouths from being so arrogant, though. We're actually going to talk about the subject from the New Testament perspective. And we're going to go back and get a little bit of the old. But I want you to all get your pens right now. Get your sheet of paper or get your phones and get ready to take notes. All right? Because I'm only here to inform Israel. All right? So there's a doctrine out in the world that says that if you get divorced, you cannot get remarried. If you get divorced, this is this doctrine, okay, in Christianity. If you get divorced and your spouse, husband, wife, is still alive, you have to wait for them to pass on, die, before you can remarry. That's this false doctrine. Even if your husband or wife goes out and lays or gets remarried three or four times, they still say that you have to wait on them because they're still living. Y'all need to know this stuff because this stuff been out there for a long time. I used to deal with this stuff. Then we used to deal with stuff about that at Mary Street Church of God when they got that doctrine. They got young men sitting up in that church now. Now, I bet they in their 50s now, man. They got young men sitting up in that church right now, man, who is married to women. The women decide to go out. They got divorced. Their wives decide to go out and whore around and everything else. And these men still sitting up in that church alone in the world and cannot get any reckons. Can you imagine living your whole life burning because of false doctrine? Y'all need to know the truth of what the Word has to say. Because y'all, I expect for y'all to stand for the defense of the message. Because apparently this thing is running rampant out there. Not only, I've talked about this before. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth this time. All right? but y'all really truly need to know this. Is what they say, is it the truth? Is that the truth? Or is it a lie? I'm sure it's a lie because we know that once a woman gets divorced from a man, that she's free to marry. But if she gets married and that husband passes on or gives her a bill of divorce, according to scripture, she cannot return to that first husband. Because the Bible says that that land is defiled. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. That's what the book says. Out of which, people say you need to tear that stuff out of the book. I'm going to show you where Jesus, Yahshua, is in 100% agreement with Moses. Or let's just say Moses is in 100% agreement with Yahshua. And they don't contradict each other. The problem, again, is translation. Inserting words where they shouldn't be in order to persuade and sway the mind of people. Y'all need to listen to this. Y'all need to get this. Is everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Is everybody ready? Forget about Gino. Forget about all the other false teachers. We're dealing with the book. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Because we all need to know this.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all may, hey, you get to be, if you don't know this, somebody may try to come and preach to you and condemn you. Mm-hmm. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So we're going to get the word right here, right? All right. So now we know, according to the word, go to Ecclesiastes 2:8. We're going to show y'all where penmanship has actually been put in the hands of these translators. So because they don't expect for you to know the truth of what's actually presented to us. Are you following? Ecclesiastes 2:8, read on.
I gathered me also silver and gold.
Y'all hear that? He gathered what?
Silver and gold.
Come on.
And the peculiar treasure of kings and other provinces.
Come on.
I got me men singers and women singers.
Woo, boy, he got a lot of men singers. Come on, he gathered a lot of stuff, right? Read on.
And the delight of the sons of men.
Is as what?
As musical instruments.
So the delight of the sons of men is as what?
Musical instruments.
Now, the question is that true? And all, and that of all sorts. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, when you read it from the Scriptures version, or the Young's Literal Translation, or all the translations that actually translated from the original,
right,
it says, I also gather for myself silver and gold, and treasures of the sovereigns, and of the princes. I provided male and female singers for myself, and that pleasures of men a woman and women. Does that sound like musical instruments? I'm going to tell you right now, I play musical instruments. Multiple musical instruments. And it don't play no present like a woman or women. Again, see, we got this society right here that's trying to have clean lives, but their mouths are filthy. You get that? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to present to you something that this is redefining what holiness is. This is what righteousness is. But they, you know, the people have got to translate stuff in order to fulfill their society. Now let's go to Acts chapter 12, verse 4. What we're doing is we're showing you how penmanship has been put to this book so you can see the difference. Acts 12, verse 4, read from the King James.
And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternion of soldiers to keep him, intending after he stopped, to bring him forth to the people.
Now, you can read the scriptures. According to the acid test of scriptures, you got to have line upon line. Line upon line upon line upon line. You got to have two witnesses.
Yes.
You will never, ever, ever find that word Easter in the Hebrew or the Greek. It's not in the Septuagint or the Textus Receptus. It just simply ain't there. So the way it really reads, is that they intended to after Passover. All you got to do is look behind that word Easter. Click on it, look behind the word Easter, and it will say Passover. Because Easter is not another name for Passover.
It's true. Good.
But yet, you got the whole world flooded with celebrating Easter. But does when have the masses ever been right? Was the masses right in all day? Are the masses going to be right when the king comes? The masses have never been right, and they never will be right.
That is good.
So we're saying all that to lay out this right here. So you got to understand this according to Hebrew thought. Sending away and divorce, when we read the word here, are two different words. Even if they insert their words into the text, you still have to click on that word, and you still have to get a strong concordance and search to see if that's the same word or a different word. They don't expect for you to use sepultomy. They don't expect you to do that. That's how we come to this truth. So let's go to Matthew chapter 19. We'll start in verse 3 first, all right? We will teach. You all right? And it says, and the Pharisees, you got 19:3? Read on.
The Pharisees also came unto him, tempted him.
Stop. What did the Pharisees really want to know the truth about a matter, or did they come because they wanted to what?
Test him.
So they're out there. You go. The only thing they wanted to do was test him, and the reason why they wanted to test him because they wanted to discredit him in front of the crowd. Because they thought they were superior in thought. They thought they were superior in word. Now, can I say something here for a second?
Go ahead.
The ignorance of them is not knowing that the very word is standing in front of them.
Come on, sir.
You know the book saying the word became?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. You get that?
Yes, sir.
So look what he says. Tempting him, and what did they do teach?
And saying unto him,
is it what?
Is it lawful
to what?
For a man to put away his life for every cause?
Stop. What was the word? Put away. The word is what?
Away.
The word is what?
Away.
So some translations say divorce. That's why people start going off. But when you look at that word, Greek number 630, it talks about putting away. Doesn't say anything about divorce. But it's because it's written there, divorce. You didn't even check it out to see if it was right or not. That's why you got all these different Bibles all conflicting with each other. Some chose to translate it right. Some chose to translate it according to a culture. Some just flat out chose to translate it wrong. So some translations say that divorce, but that's not what the original Greek says. Not for that phrase. It's Greek number 630. Y'all write that down if you got them. And that Greek number 630, when you look at it, means release, put away, send away, let go, set at liberty, let depart, or dismiss. So the word divorce, if it's in your translation, is an improper translation for this word. The scribes and Pharisees use the word, the phrase, put away for a reason. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll give you some examples of the word put away that's already used in New Testament texts so we can understand that it's the same word. Greek number 630. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Go to Matthew 1:19. Matthew 1:19. Because this word put away occurs 69 times in 63 verses in the Textus Receptus of the Greek. Did y'all hear that? Y'all gotta follow me. Don't go off now. Don't do them stargaze and go wandering and carol. This stuff is extremely important because you can probably set a lot of people free.
Yes, sir.
All right? So when you read Matthew 1:19, reteach.
Then Joseph, her husband.
Being a what?
Being a just man.
What kind of man was he?
Just.
What was he doing?
And not willing to make her a public example.
Now, a just man, because you have to understand, Miriam is telling Joseph, I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Man, you would have problems with that.
Yes.
You would have, all of us would have problems with that.
Yes, sir.
Yourself had problems with that, too.
Yes.
He knew her to be a damsel that wouldn't lie, but, man, you come on, you ask me to believe something that's hard to believe.
Yes.
You telling me that you are impregnated by the Holy Spirit? Nah, come on now.
But even at that,
as much as it pained him, the book said he was a just man, and he did not want to make a public example or public slander to stone her, because that's what happened. Because she would have got stoned for adultery.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Being a just man, not to make a public example, was minded to what, teach?
Was minded to put her away.
What?
Privily.
So when you look at that word put away, it's the same Greek 630. Put away. Did it say he was minded to divorce her?
Put away.
He said he was minded to put her away. You get that, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand that, right? Same word that we just got finished translating. Same word translated as mean put away, send away, let her go, depart, set at liberty. Now imagine, I want to capitalize on Joseph. Joseph is so much of a righteous man that even though, let's just say that Joseph believes she did seek it, he was not going to slander or defame her name. He was just going to put away privately. You know us, man, we'd have been mad as hell. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Think about that. John 5:46-47. Because we got to see, remember I talk about this, what Jesus said about Moses. Because people are in conflict with Moses. John 5:46-47, read each.
For as you believe Moses,
Jesus said, if you had believed Moshe,
you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
So how the world are you going to believe a word if you don't believe Moses' writings? Does that sound like that Yahshua was in conflict with Moses and Moses didn't? Because you got people, some say, well, the false has come up on the scene. But the false is the one who told Moses what to write.
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's how you know they're in lockstep with each other.
Right.
Man, they use theatrics. Man, they use all this other stuff to deceive the hearts of the simple. Go to Luke 16:31. Luke 16:31. Come on with it.
And when he said unto them, if you hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. No one rose from the dead.
Well, it's a different translation, but I got it. Y'all get that? If you don't believe Moshe and the prophets, you ain't even going to believe Noah one will be risen from the dead. Yahshua is putting a lot of emphasis on Moshe here. Why? He's the custodian of the law. He's the only one that talked with Yahweh face to face. Yahweh said, hey, with everybody else, dark sands and stuff, but the similitude, him, he's going to be holding me. And even at that, he got to see his backside. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine if Moses up there in the glory of Yah for 40 days, 40 nights, and when he comes down, his face is shining so bright they can't even look on Moses. Right. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
So watch this. Now let's go to Mark 5:31. We're still in this vein of defining the Greek word 6:30 or putting away.
Yes, sir.
To know what it means and how it's used in other passages. Read.
And his disciples said unto him.
What translation are you reading?
King James.
Okay, read on.
And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitudes throwing you and you. And
wait, are you in Mark 5:31?
Huh?
Mark 5:31.
Yes.
Is that Mark 5:31? Well, I got a wrong one. Anyway, keep going. I see the translation. Go ahead.
And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing.
Boy, let me hold on. Let me go over here for a second. We got something going on here. What's this beeping going on over here?
It's something connecting and disconnecting on the
computer. Oh, man, I'm way off right here.
Matthew.
It's Matthew 5:31. How you getting, Mark? Matthew chapter 5, verse 31. There we go. Come on, read that. Matthew 5. Let me correct this right. Not the world. Go ahead.
It has been said.
Yep.
Whosoever shall put away his wife.
Whoa. Same Greek number, 6:30. Put away his wife. What are you supposed to do?
Let him give her a writing of divorcement.
Now, wait a minute. Y'all seeing this, right? So what's going on? Here you have both in order to fulfill the law of release.
Yeah.
Because, but you got to know the law. Speak to them in the law. See, you put a bill of divorcement in her hand, and you send her away out of your house according to the law. So the part of Jesus and Moses is in lockstep together. They doing pretty good. Verse 32.
But I say unto you.
Okay, now, so this is where everybody jump off, they fall off the apple cart, man. They done lost their mind. Because when Jesus said, but I tell you, they think that he's getting ready to say something different than what Moses said. This is where study to show yourself approved comes in. Read on.
That whosoever shall put away his wife.
Oh, whosoever put away, Greek number 6:30. Greek number 6:30. If you put away his wife, save him for the what?
Save him for the cause of whoredom.
Come on.
Causes her to commit adultery.
Now what happens is, if you put away a wife, in other words, you release her, you let her go.
Right.
You only fulfilled just a portion of it. You did not fulfill the whole of the law. And it's obvious, if you put her away for a long period of time and stuff, that separation, she was going to go out there and burn and everything else, and she lay with somebody else, man. Now you caused her to commit adultery.
Right.
That's what the scriptures is talking about.
Right.
The word is. And it says, and whosoever shall do what?
Calls her, and whosoever shall marry her is divorced.
That is divorce. Whosoever married her, that is divorce. Now go look up that word and see what it says. It's the same Greek word, 6:30. Whosoever, so the right translation is that whosoever married her, that is put away, committeth adultery. Y'all better mark this, circle it, highlight this the whole nine yards, and look by. Y'all go look on Blue Letter Bible, go look on your Strong's, pull out your concordance from your library, go check this out.
You
gotta have a bill with it. Just because penmanship has been put to the word that says the voice, look behind that word. And see if that is what it's really saying. Because right now we're in 100% full agreement with what the Torah says. You know how many people are living in condemnation, man, because they've been divorced? Thinking that they can't be remarried or they can't get married again? But this ain't what even Jesus is saying. Is not married her that is divorced, is married to her that is put away or sent away. This is the type of woman that has been, and she ain't been released properly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So these false pseudo preachers and these lies out here, they playing mental gymnastics with y'all folks because they put church doctrine and they put tradition above the law of God. Y'all got to know this, man. I just gave y'all a bombshell, a literal bombshell. Because
in verse 31, he actually say the proper steps.
There you go. Verse 31 gives you the proper steps. You're not going to know that proper step until you know what the law says. Because the law lays it out clearly. Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
But they put that penmanship in there to confuse people. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of whoredom, fornication, cause of her to commit adultery, whosoever is married to her, that is put away, committed the adultery, not divorce. You get that?
Yes, sir.
See, we got really big problems with these translations. The translations are trying to get us to believe that the same Greek word for putting away is the same word for divorce, and it ain't. All you got to do is go look up the word divorce in the New Testament, the text is receptive, the New Testament translation, go check it out, and then go look up the word put away. You see it's two different words. Two different words, just like there's a, and he came unto his own. You got two different words for own. Oh, let me don't do it because we're going to digress, right? So let me stay the course. Let me stay the course now. Because I'm telling you, see, what's got to stop is this pseudo-ghetto type of theology. That stuff's got to stop, man. You don't believe how many people, man, are just living up under spiritual tyranny. Because they don't know what the word says. Go to Matthew 14, verse 15. I hope y'all listening to this and getting this.
Yes, sir.
Read, teach.
And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send them away."
He said, what?
The time is now past.
But what?
Send them away.
Send.
Wow.
Is that not the same Greek word, 630?
Wow.
Send.
Wow.
Same for putting away, same for release.
Wow.
Same word.
Wow.
So put away, send, release is not the same word for divorce.
Main Greek.
Showing y'all where it's used in context inside the books, the writings. And send the multitude away, Greek 630, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. Matthew 15, verse 23. Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody getting this right, Pastor? We were saying, wow! It's a big wow, man, I'm telling you.
Yep.
See, since I can't get nobody to have an intelligent discussion, I'm just going to go ahead and feed y'all sheep anyway. We all that matter anyway. We are all that matters anyway. Matthew 15, 32. Read, Jesus. No, 15, 23. Sorry, go ahead.
But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying,
Send them up, send. Do what? Send. What's the word? Greek number 630 again. Send what? Her away. Again, Greek number 630. Same word. For she cries out to us. Is that right? Matthew 15, 32. We'll get a few more of these, all right? Now, for those of us that are interested in the word, we eating.
Yeah.
We eating right now. You know why? Because Pastor God will make sure all the confusion is away from Israel.
Right.
So you hear people out here talking as if they got something. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing at all. Where we at? Matthew 15, 32. Read.
Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude.
The Messiah has compassion on the multitude. Is that right? Read.
Because They continue with me now 3 days.
And what?
And have nothing to eat.
Watch it.
And I will not send them.
Stop! And I will not.
Sin.
And I will not.
Sin.
Stop right there. Look up that word, sin.
Not divorce.
It ain't divorce. So he gonna say, so now, if we're gonna translate it the way they translate it, so I would now divorce them. They ain't got nothing to eat, so I'm gonna divorce them. That's what these ignoramuses want you to believe. Then we said, I will not send them away. The word away, Greek number 630. Fasting lest they faint in the way. So a lot of these Christians out there like using Mark chapter 10 because there's a lot of ambiguity in there. They think that they can deceive the people through a sleight of hand. But Mark 10 is saying the same damn thing as Matthew 19 is. It's just that you got to be informed and tell it. I want Israel to be informed and tell it because you don't know how many people you may be able to save out there just because you know this word right here. I mean, after all, you can put the blue letter of Bible on your phone. Pastor Muir said, done, I'm done. I'm done, 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 done. See, look, I've talked about this stuff many, many times before, but when you start going to start from the angle that they claim that they got, that's why I be waiting on them to say, because I don't put it all out there, you know what I mean? Or them to think I'm only in the law, even though I'm only in the law.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They think they got something. You ain't got nothing. Matthew, boy, where we at? No, let's finish. We ain't going to finish Matthew 19. We ain't going to waste our time on that, all right? All right? So, but I tell you what, we will finish it. We will go. I tell you what, let's just finish Matthew. Then we'll go to Mark, okay? So go to Matthew chapter 19 and read verses 4 through 7. Is everybody all right? Everybody on fire? Everybody got the spirit of truth still in them? Y'all getting this? Y'all got the blue letter Bible on y'all phone? Good morning, where y'all can see what I'm, y'all can follow along with me. See a pastor now, you damn liar. There's a lot of deceived folks out there. A divorced woman is not committing no sin. Because she has had a proper release. Y'all hear that? Matthew 19, verse 4, read.
And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?
What did he make them? He made them Adam and Steve.
Male and female.
Bill and Tom.
Male and female.
Jake and Tyrone.
Male and female.
Pookie and Ray Ray.
Male and female.
It's a sad stuff, but they know, isn't it? Read on.
Say it. Well, it's called. Shall a man leave father and mother?
Uh-huh.
And shall cleave to his wife? And they twain shall be one flesh?
One flesh. And don't even get me started on that one, because then I have to preach on a whole nother sermon right here. Because you people out there are so steeped in monogamy, you think that one flesh is only a man with one woman. David was a man after own heart, after y'all's own heart. He had upwards of 20 of wives and concubines. And y'all gave him every one of them, but Bathsheba. The only one he got in trouble with is Bathsheba. Can you imagine? Here's Abraham. Old. Oh, remember, Sarah had seed at 90. Now, y'all understand 90 years old? Go look at a 90-year-old woman. This man 100 years old, well, you know they didn't have no GMO modified foods. They must have some stuff, man. They must have some strength in them. Hagar was considerably younger. Hagar was a servant. Who does she have? If Sarah had Isaac, Hagar had who? Ishmael. Are you getting it? This woman said, here's my handmaid. Take her to raise up seed. Raise up seed. Those, I talked about seed earlier. Take her to raise up seed. Son in Israel. Gotta have a son. Yod already was going to perform the promise through Sarah. Is that right?
That's right.
But she thought she was going to jump the gun and get ahead of Yod so we could figure it all out for herself. And there's the ego of Abraham. Man, if you Abraham, you're 100 years old, you can still get it on, man. You bring up this mighty, bona fide Egyptian looking.
Yeah.
You come on in.
Yeah.
It's service time. Come on in.
Come on.
Unless you got something wrong with you. See, this generation don't like it. But see two homosexuals walking down hand in hand in an airport, and you got a damn thing to say with your so-called self-righteous ass. You can't even condemn iniquity because you got a gag on them. You gonna tell me you righteous?
Come on, sir.
Your soul don't even get vexed at the wicked anymore.
Come on, sir.
Because you're so steeped and immersed in their ways and in their lifestyle. See, this is why I get in trouble right here. What we have? What verse are we in?
Six.
Read.
Wherefore, there are no more twain
come
but
on.
One flesh. Wherefore? What therefore? Yah has joined together.
Who joined it together?
Yah.
Now, almost, you know, I'll capitalize on this. Did y'all really join y'all together with y'all state marriage license?
Hell no.
Because if y'all join y'all together, why you need the state to dissolve what you got in case something go wrong?
Come on. That is true.
Showing you that you ain't got no jurisdiction here.
Come on.
Yeah, some of y'all heard it. But in Israel,
yeah.
Y'all leaves the authority with the man.
Yes, sir.
See, you go out there and get a state marriage license. It's amazing. The terms and the conditions, they ain't disclosed to you for that. Y'all want to hear it?
Come on.
So, you go out there and you get married to a woman. Automatically, you're charged to provide the food, the clothing. You're charged to pay the bills, keep a roof over her head, feed her, put the fat on her ass. Yeah, you are. Ain't that right?
That's right.
And then as soon as she gets a wild hair up her head and say, I'm tired of this shit. I want a divorce. That same state where you, the man, just got finished being charged with taking care of all that.
Yeah.
Then they want to take half and not all of what you got.
Come on. Now, that's great.
If that ain't spiritual tyranny, I don't know what the hell is.
Come on. Come on.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm. You better not say it either. You better not say it. This is why I get in trouble, DJ. Because I talk like this. You better not say it. Because you know you ain't. Oh, let the assembly say amen.
Amen.
Time to start something now.
Go ahead.
See what I'm saying? And you people think that you got a monopoly on Yah. You think Yah honors your contracts with the state. This is bad. Verse 6, 19, come on.
What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement?
Stop again, so let's go check that out. Let's see if Moses did command a writing of divorcement. Let's go look behind that word and see if it says, put away or if it says divorcement. Go check it out. And they said to him, why did Moses command to give a writing of
divorcement?
That's what the translation says. When you look up that word, is it Greek number 630? Is it? It is right. To put her away, 630, right? Is that right? See, Moses as well as Jesus is telling us the two different steps that are required. Because Moses did command a bill of divorcement.
Yes.
How do we know that? Watch this. Deuteronomy 24. Deuteronomy 24. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 24. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all see the word for divorce? What Greek number was it?
647.
6 what?
47.
What is the Greek word for putting away? Send away. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
Moses commanded for divorce to put away. Come on. Now watch this. Deuteronomy 24. We back to Moses. We got to know what Moses said, because Yahshua keeps quoting Moses. Yahshua keeps reminding the Pharisees of Moses, and the Pharisees keep reminding Jesus of Moses. Somebody know Moses.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Read.
When a man has taken a wife and married her.
Whoa. So how do you do this marriage thing? Do you get a justice of a priest, a peace of priest? Justice of peace, right? That way, I'm trying to give you this word I've been so far removed from, I can't even think about it. Or you get a court, somebody from them court. Court's not, I don't know who in the hell. Court bailiff, who in the hell, I don't know. They really don't give a shit, just sign it. Or you get a state 501c3 preacher. Is that married? According to what I understand, when a man marries a wife, the father and the man agrees.
That's good.
Did I say something wrong?
No, no.
The father and the man agrees on the terms and the conditions. The father gives his daughter unto this man. The man goes into the woman and they are married. Where's the ceremony? Where's the ceremony at? I'm going to tell you where the ceremony is. Damn it. You're about to kill me up in here. And what happens when a man marries a wife? There's a blood covenant.
Yeah.
Don't even stop me, man. Yeah. Just go.
Yeah.
Most of you don't know because you married whores. See, we get hugged now.
It's getting real.
I'm sorry, folks. You just don't know. Don't step and fault me, man. You calling my wife a whore. The hell with you and your wife. And come to my face and see what I say the same damn thing. Give me that shit. You ain't dealing with these damn weak, jelly back, yellow spine creatures. We talking about what married is. And I know, I got enough sense to know that she doesn't only have to be a virgin. You can be married to a widow or a divorcee. How many of you are married to widows? Then shut the hell up. How many of you are married to divorcees? Then shut the hell up. Then most of you are what? Married to women on the streets. She's on the streets. And you act like you got some sanctified thing, like hell. See how we get real, right? Come on, let's go back to Moses. Pick up what he left out teaching.
And it comes to pass that she find no favor in his eyes.
Whoa. And it comes to pass that the woman finds no favor in his eyes. Read on.
Because he has found some uncleanness.
He found some type of uncleanness in her. Don't know what that uncleanness is. Each situation is different. You can't just say uncleanness. One thing, it's got to be something different. Maybe, I could give you hypotheticals. Maybe he thought she was a damsel, and she wasn't. Maybe he thought he was married to someone untouched, and she wasn't untouched. And she said she was. Maybe she got AIDS and gave it to him, even though AIDS wasn't back in Torah. I'm giving hypotheticals.
That's so true.
Or maybe you married to someone that used to be a man and got a surgery and now's a woman. That is some uncleanness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we tearing up all of it. And don't tell me, boy, that is some serious stuff today. Because I showed y'all. Didn't I show y'all? On this slide up there where you got men today looking better than women?
No.
The vanity of that damn makeup and stuff. I told y'all about that witchcraft
yeah,
stuff.
Very deceitful.
I told y'all. Beauty. Beauty is vain.
Yeah.
But a woman that fears Yah is greater to be praised. And what are lures? And you got these PCs out here, man, putting on makeup, getting augmented breasts and changing agendas and stuff. And you know what the sad part about it is? You married 10 years and wonder why you ain't got no children.
Damn.
You go get checked, she won't get checked. Or it won't get checked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how much they change that gender? You got either XX or XY or YX. Not what is it? YX, right? The chromosomes. I ain't get confused, but I know one now, but I don't know what a woman is.
Male and female. Y'all made them both.
Look, y'all got to understand something. Can I help y'all out? If a damn man changes his sex to be a woman, a man don't smell like a woman. Each woman has her own scent.
Yes.
And all the women think that's instinct. But to a man, we'd be like, hey! Never mind.
Come on, pal.
I'm trying my best to keep it clean.
Come on.
And bring it so there's no innuendo. If I try to talk around real, what did he really say? I'm sorry, folks. Our culture didn't talk like that. We talk straight.
Yes, sir.
You don't know if that man, if that it, whatever pronoun it is, and give up a musk like you, ain't no surgery gonna change that. Damn, man. You've got to be kidding me, man.
Come on.
Why do you think women like the musk of a man?
Yeah.
I think that I need to stay out here in the country. I'm serious. I'm going to keep my mind, my righteous mind out here with y'all. I'll get ready to sing a song. I'm going to reserve it, though. I'll get ready to sing, too. I was going to sing, TJ. Don't tell me I was going to sing. I was going to sing for real. But see, you throw all these different scenarios in and you start to see how wicked everybody is. Read Moses.
Then let him write her a bill of divorce.
Let him write her a what?
Bill of divorce.
Let him write her. No, notice. The man has got three steps. The man has three steps. The man has
three.
Wow. Let him write her a
bill of divorce.
What else?
And give it in her hand.
And you put it.
That's
action number two. Somebody said action number two.
Action number two.
Where have any of these actions been put away? See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Did you allow Christian society to influence you?
Wrong.
Let them write her bill to force them. You don't need no priest. You don't need no prophet. You are the sole authority of that house. Put it in her hand and then do what?
And send her.
Oh, nowhere in the renewed covenant when the scribes and Pharisees were approaching Yahshua was these people were just putting away. Thereby dealing with the wife of their youth treacherously.
Yes.
And they were trying to entice them to commit adultery.
Yes.
Because adultery is only defined by the status of a woman.
Come on.
Whatever it was, they despised and they hated the woman so damn bad because they wasn't just. And they wasn't just because they were hard-hearted.
Come on.
They weren't like yourself that was minded to put away privately. Don't get me started. Don't get me started up in here. They wanted to bring a bad reputation up on this woman that nobody would want her. That's some wicked shit, man. And Yahshua was good with it. Smack on. So I don't want to hear this, Israel. Y'all better get this word in your heart. You better know this stuff. Like I said, you don't ever know at any given time, as crazy as this wicked world is, if you could help deliver someone who could be under religious bondage.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes,
sir.
True.
Very
true.
Amen. And I'm going to say another story. If you was a woman and you chose to give up your goods, I'm good. Oh, here, put me somewhere. Hey, if you're a woman and you chose to give up your goods, guess what Pastor Dow got to say? That don't mean you're a whore. Guess what? I got another teaching for you coming up. Y'all know the PGA Tour is going on right now, right? Everybody knows what's going on. There's a hole in one, man. I'm going to knock this stuff out of the park. I'm telling y'all, man, revamp, rechange the whole according to what our word says.
Praise God.
I'm going to hold this next thought right here because you ain't ready for it yet. I'll tell y'all afterwards if y'all can remember. All right? And then I may have to think about it because I ain't writing nothing down. Matter of fact, let me write it down so I can remember, okay? I'm going to turn it over. So speaking to them was about with y'all within. You get that right?
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to them. Not like Messiah, Messiah spoke in parables. I'm just ain't telling you. I can't speak in parables like Messiah, man. He was an ace on that, man. I just ain't going to tell you. But I'm going to talk to you. And when I talk to you, if I find out you told somebody else, I got something for you. Because ain't nobody that's going to know it but what I tell you. There's nobody that's going to know it but y'all. And I'm looking at everybody in this room. I'm taking a RoboCop record of who's here. I got you scanned in memory. Y'all ready? Why would that teach?
We finished up verse 1.
Keep going. Let's go to verse 2 then.
And when she is departed out of his
house. Whoa, 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 whoa. So he did three things. You already got that right, Trey.
Yes, sir.
He wrote a bill of divorce. He put it in her, and he
sent her out away.
That is proper divorce. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
When we read the New Testament, it talks about give up the bill of divorce and send her away. They messed the part about putting it in her hand. But we're not going to cry over spilled milk. But he got the bill, put it in her hand, got the bill, send her away, she out. Lawful. No condemnation in that.
Yes, sir.
But verse 2 says, when that does happen. And then I'm going to tell y'all something about Mark 10 that everybody else don't want to deal with. Y'all don't, I'm going to leave it with y'all to deal with. Since y'all all New Testament and say the hell with the Torah, cut it out. You damn blasphemers, man. Ooh, y'all want to, I hope y'all that bold on the day of judgment. Because I'm going to be standing right there. Mm-hmm. See, one thing about Pastor Dolly is I love my soul. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing this for my soul's salvation.
Amen.
I ain't got time to be lying. You go ahead and lie. Me? Nuh-uh. I got to save myself. Watch verse 2. Read.
And when she's departed out of his house,
she what?
She may go.
And what?
And be another man's wife.
There we go. There we go. Paul even agrees with that in 1 Corinthians 7. So once you get a bill of divorce, you depart out of man's house, you may go and be a what?
Another man's wife.
Why? Because the contract is totally terminated.
Yes.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Dissolve.
Yes, sir.
Wow again. Read all, watch it. We ain't finished yet.
And if the latter husband, hey, huh?
Y'all hear that?
And write her a bill of divorcement.
Wait a minute. So she's got remarried. And this husband all of a sudden found something in her he don't like, and he writes her a bill of divorce. Read on.
And gives it in her hand.
He gives it where?
In her hand.
Come on.
And sends her out of his house.
That Torah is in Texas, isn't it? What does the instruction say?
Or if the latter husband died.
Y'all hear it? So you give him both sides. Mm-hmm. If you give him a divorce, or if he died. If he gives her a divorce, meet all the conditions, and or if he dies. You get it?
Yes.
Read on.
Which took her to be his wife.
Which took her to be what?
His wife.
Read on.
Her former husband.
Her first husband. Her former husband. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Her first husband or her former husband. I'm just using them terms today, right? What does the law say?
Which put her away.
Which did what?
Put her away.
Because he wrote a bill of divorce, he put her in her hand, and he sent her away.
Yep.
Read on.
May not take her again.
The abomination of genogenesis in First Church says you can go back and you need to remarry. You need to repent, remarry, you damn lying-ass devil. You're a damn, of your father, the devil, you damn liar. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
Yes.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Don't give me that mess.
Yes.
Read that again.
Her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife.
Why?
After that, she is defiled.
Why? You got the mixing of seed. You already had this seed. Now you got those seed. Now you're going to try to bring the seed back again. You got confusion.
Wow.
Yeah. And the law was righteous.
Yes,
out of which these wicked-ass devils out here, these long-haired wicked-ass, effeminate-ass devils out here tell you, cut it out. That ain't nothing but Satan. That's nothing but Diablo. Adversary.
Yes.
Y'all hear this?
Yes,
read.
For this, that there is abomination before Yah.
But they telling you, you gotta wait. Until they come to their senses or whatever the hell they are. That woman over there done had 4 or 5 children by another man and every damn thing is she free and gone and everything. And you sitting over here burning in your lungs because monogamy says you can only have one. But Abraham didn't have one. Jacob had 4.
Very true.
Moses had 3.
Fruit.
Gideon, don't even get me started.
Very.
David.
Very.
How many? And you people think it's a bad thing for a man to have more than one woman. No, no. You women think that it's a bad thing for a man to have more than one woman is because your ass are, you are Greek.
Uh-oh.
You are pagan.
Yes.
And you've been reared in monogamous society. If we were using numbers, I just got finished showing you a son that come from my third wife. Now what? She is just 100% legit as he is. I don't understand why you men out there, I understand that we got GMO modified foods and all this stuff. Why y'all having problems with you being able to put your seed into a field and raise up righteous seed?
Come on.
It's because y'all are effeminate. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you right now, marriage ain't all about trying to amass all the women that you can.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Hopefully you're picking intelligent.
Yes, sir.
Them that will be after your heart.
Come on, sir.
That is willing to build with you.
Build that house. Yes,
man. Right. Y'all some sick-ass people. That's what it is. But then the same preacher would turn around and say that this woman... then turn around and had two or three children, about three or four, two or three other men. And then she repented and got herself right. She didn't get married to this guy right here. That man's some stupid shit. It gets crazier as you go.
Absolutely.
Is that not sick?
Yes.
And then the book even says, instead of a husband unto the wife, be a father unto the fathers. I got a bunch of sons. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all starting to understand this though, right? I can't help your father's a piece of shit. I ain't. If my dad was a piece of shit, I wouldn't follow him. At all. Wouldn't even mention him as my same father, biological, or whatever. The hell with you. Y'all think there's something wrong with that? Well, we're not all born in sin. Shaping iniquity. Was not Satan our father.
Yeah.
Did we not divorce his ass and then turn around and get married?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Don't even give me that stuff. Don't even give me that stuff. We change this legion for this legion.
Yes.
Control the first one. The hell with you.
Yes.
Wow. Me worse shit.
Yes.
You trying to send me to the same place your ass is going.
Come on.
Ooh, we boys getting hot in here.
Come on.
Steve.
Hallelujah.
One day y'all gonna realize y'all had a preacher in front of you. Let's get over to Mark 10. Let's bring this thing home. I think it's a good teaching. Pastor Mirror, what do you say, man? Come on, Pastor Mirror, Ranger, Deacon Samuel, Elder Mitchell, come on, all y'all. Is this not a good teaching? This solid is. This is solid. Pastor Corey. Man, y'all know this is right here. It's tight, but it's right.
Straight and narrow. Come on.
Mark 10:10. Let's just go ahead and go past the preliminaries. Let's cut straight to the chase. What it says?
And in the house.
No. Oh, we got to make it interesting because we get context. Start in verse 1. Mark 10, verse 1. Watch this, y'all.
And he arose from thence and came unto the coast of Judea.
Come on.
By the father's side of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And the people resorted unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharisees came to him and asked.
So he called a machine. They came to him and they asked. Come on.
Is it lawful?
Here we go again. I'm going to leave it right there. it lawful for a man to put away his wife? And what were they doing?
Tempting him.
Come on. Mosiris ran strong. I mean, circles around them. Yeah. Put away, which is what? Greek number what?
630.
It ain't 647. 647 is divorce. 630 is put away. Is that right?
That's right.
Your translation says, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? It's a wrong translation. Because that ain't what it's saying. Tempting him. Read verse 3.
And he answered and said unto him, what did Moses command you?
Did we just not get finished reading Moses?
Yes.
Did we not just get finished breaking down Moses?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And they said, Moses suffered to write the bill of divorcement and to put her away.
Wait a minute. They 100% right. Because remember, the question was, is it lawful to put away?
Right.
They say a damn thing about divorce.
Right.
See, you got to get with these semantic words, man, because most you get caught up in the bullshit. You don't listen real good when people are talking. You just receive men's persimmons and admiration, just assume that they're talking to you when they got another heart that they're speaking to you out of. And they're trying to get your agreement. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
They didn't give a shit about divorce. They just said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Everybody's making a subject about divorce. Yahshua turns around and brings them around full circle. Well, tell me what Moses said. And then they turn around and quote what Moses said. The damn lying-ass hypocrites who tried to trap Jesus in his words. Who tried to try Jesus. Who tried to tempt Jesus. See what I mean? Yahshua's not like everybody else. You got everybody talking to you. You believe in every damn thing. They say the simple believe every damn thing. He's listening particularly to what they're saying and stuff, and then he's answering them. And he says, okay, you asked me a question. Well, what did Moses tell you?
With the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, Yah made them male and female.
Boy, what? You see what Yahshua just got finished doing, right? Well, Yah from the beginning, before sin entered into the world,
before sin entered into the world,
there was no plan for this separation, no divorce, no nothing.
Right.
And I'm going to say it again. Before sin entered into the world.
Very true.
That's what he's talking about.
Yes.
He made them male and female. And then he goes on to say this.
For this cause, shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And they, two twain, shall be one flesh.
They're going to be what?
One flesh.
Come on.
So then they are no more two twain, but one flesh.
Y'all get that? Now, most of people get hung up on one flesh. Paul even told you, if you even join yourself to a harlot, a whore, you become one. What Paul said? Pharisee of Pharisee.
Yes.
Who understood the law?
Right.
Paul understood that you went to have sex with a woman, you become one with her.
Right. Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm getting it, right?
Yes,
come on.
What, therefore, Yah has joined together?
Whoa, don't go fast on that. Because you think when you go to the state and get a marriage license, you think Yah joined you together. You are a lying-ass, deceiving hypocrite. Yah don't make contracts and agreements with any states.
Never.
Or any countries.
Never.
Yah only honors his word.
No.
Man shall not live by
bread alone,
but by
every word
that proceedeth forth
out of the mouth of God.
To hell with your United States of America and your Canada and Great Britain and your Iran and your Africa and your damn China and Russia. To hell with y'all shit. Wouldn't it be crazy if y'all was trying to capitulate to these countries to line up to their laws? The creator of the universe! You some sick people, man. There's something wrong with y'all. Y'all some sick-ass people, man. You've been so steep in immersing paganism, you can't even damn think right. Y'all been ringoed. The shit, man. What the hell wrong with y'all ass? And I'm a man that has told you the inconvenient and uncomfortable truth. It's still the truth. So don't sit up there and tell me that y'all put you together when you turn around and you got married under the auspices by the power invested in me by the state of such and such, so and so. I now pronounce you bullshit. Ain't no damn man can pronounce you man and wife. We seen you perform ceremony. Yeah, you seen me get up, read scriptures, but you never have ever seen me pronounce anyone as man and wife. I say I present to you Mr. and Mrs.
Listen.
I'm the one performing ceremonies. I know what the hell I'm saying.
Yeah. Of a truth, I mean.
That man is the one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bo Gino. I know why you're ducking. You're wrong. All you wicked-ass preachers out there, y'all wrong as shit. You know the difference between us and y'all? Because we live set apart. Therefore, we have a greater revelation and understanding. We live this thing. We don't just preach, but we live it. Where we at?
Well, therefore, y'all have joined together. Let not man put asunder.
But where we at?
Verse 9,
read.
And in the house, his disciples asked him, again, the same matter.
Now, mind you, the disciples are sitting up here acting like, you know, they with Yahshua. If I'm out preaching and teaching and y'all standing with me, man, wouldn't y'all sit there and look like, yeah, we got this? They didn't get it. They didn't get it. Because they got it, they wouldn't wait to, for Yahshua to get into the house and ask him of the same matter again. They're grandstanding right here. You folks don't know this?
That's right.
They ain't even saying a word. They just sitting there. Who you get out, Master? What did you say? I'm telling you, y'all got to, this is a living word. You have to immerse yourself in this, Israel. You got to get into this. And in the house again, his disciples, his taught ones, the same, they asked him the same question of him. Verse 11.
And he said unto them,
here we go.
Whosoever shall put away.
Stop. Was that not the question from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Was that not the question from the very beginning that the scribes and Pharisees, the Pharisees, the machine presented unto him?
Yes, sir.
The subject was what? Put away.
6:30.
It's not the same as divorce. If it meant divorce, it would be Greek number 647.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
We know.
Whosoever shall put away his wife
and
marry another.
That's where the damn adultery comes in. Because you have not been released properly. You've been put away. You did not meet the terms and conditions of divorce. When you get a divorce, you have a bill written. It's put into the hand, and then you are sending away. Yahshua answered and said, whosoever may put away his wife and marry another. So if the wife is put away and she marries another, do a commit adultery against her. You hear that, right? Now, hey, Christians, y'all come on out and play now. All you people out there say that a woman can't divorce a husband. This is in your Christian translation. I want you to answer this. Because I'm only in the broadcast on this one. I want you to answer this. Read verse 12. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? This is what your Bible says. Go out, warriors. Let's come out and play.
Come out.
Come on out.
Come out.
Watch this.
If a woman.
If a what?
Woman.
If a what?
Woman.
If a what?
Woman.
If a what?
Woman.
And y'all say that a woman can't put away a man. Ooh. But if a woman what?
Shall put away
her
husband.
That's your translation. I'll be waiting on y'all answers. Pastor will be waiting on y'all answers. See, what's going to happen is you're going to stuck your damn foot in your mouth. And I'm going to wait to see if any of y'all got the damn answer to. I want you to have the answer. Y'all hear? Read it again.
And if a woman
shall do what?
Shall put away her husband. And be married.
To what?
To another.
She do what?
She commits adultery.
So, if a woman goes foul and put divorce, and the man says, I want a divorce, I'll put her away. And he signs it, then who put her away? The man put her away. You got married by the state, and the man signed the papers to get divorced by the state. I say it again. If the woman says, I want a divorce, and then the man says, I don't want to be in America, I'll give her a divorce, and he signed the papers, who put who? Now, mind you, why would it say if a woman put away her husband? How about a woman who ain't got a right to put away her husband? That's what they all are preaching out there on the internet. Is they doing that? Mm-hmm. And she's married to another, she do what? Commit adultery. Is that right? Now, I know what it says. I'm waiting on y'all. Look at Pastor. Done, finished, cut the tape. Pastor Mir said it's over with. Game over. Now, like Paul said, I'm speaking to them that know the law. Because I want you to know the law. Even in the civil cases and stuff. Even this wicked-ass system right here, honors Soros. Even this wicked-ass system. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to honor to the T, but they still going to honor Torah. Because where do you think they get their law from? They get it from Torah. I hope that some way, somehow, I've been able to stimulate thought. I started on this up there in Goshen last Shabbat, Blog Talk Radio, by showing y'all in a law where divorce was already written in the law. I even showed you what Yah himself is divorced. Get Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1. Now we all script. The creator of the universe is a divorcee. Reteach.
They say.
Mm-hmm.
If a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man, shall he return unto her again?
Why? What does the law say from there? He can't. Why? It's an abomination. But watch this.
Shall not that land be greatly polluted?
Does that sound like they all, that Jeremiah's all up in Moses?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. I want y'all to understand something. When it says to the law and to the prophets.
Right.
People, the prophets would never go against the law. The prophets is revelation mouthpiece for Yah right now. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah just got finished reminding these people what Moses said.
Yes, sir.
There's no conflict in Israel concerning the law and the prophets, or the Messiah, or the apostles. If you got something that's trying to tell you different than that, you're dealing with a demonic spirited entity. Yah has 100% cohesion in his kingdom. Y'all understand that? When someone's trying to present to you this conflict or there's something off or is at odds against each other, man, y'all better throw some shit out. Something's wrong.
Come on.
Something's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all not the author of confusion.
Yes, sir.
How many times we heard, to this, all the law and the prophets agree. Let's stop this foolishness, man. I'm telling you, the problem is you're ignorant and you're unlearned. You hear that thing?
Yes, sir.
Read, teach, where you at?
Still verse 1.
Read.
But you, Israel, has played the harlot with many lovers.
You played the harlot with what?
Many lovers.
You played the harlot with what?
Many lovers.
You played the harlot with many lovers. You know what that means, right? You didn't even start off here with me. A harlot ain't been married. If it would, it would have defined it. You haven't started off here with me. But you have played a harlot with how many lovers?
Many.
What does y'all say to the harlot?
Yes. Return again to me.
You know why? Because a harlot ain't never been married.
Jesus. Jesus!
No, hold on, y'all. I'm talking. I ain't giving them air, damn, but I'm just giving them little nuggets in it. Oh, y'all, look at me! There's a little nuggets in there. I'm not casting my peripherals around. Even at that, most of them still didn't get it. But I know Israel, if you got ears to hear, you heard what I just said. Oh, boy. Pastor Beard, boy, this is all.
Yeah,
no. He be typing big bowl
in it again. Say it again. Oh.
He done.
Wow.
That's because when people love this word, man, it just resonates in them. It just, it's like, man, how can we even live without it? Man, we got to have it. It's our food source. It's our energy. It's our power. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The only thing that satisfies the soul, man. Watch it, green on.
Yet return again to me, says Yah.
Yet do what?
Return. That's it.
Read verse 8. Same chapter. Jeremiah 3:8.
And I saw, which were all the causes whereby backsliding Israel.
What kind of Israel?
Backsliding.
Y'all hear that? You know what backsliding is, right? When we go serve other gods, serve other nations, do the exact thing that y'all told us not to do. The Torah warned us, if you fail, when you go into captivity, you're going to be serving gods of wood and stone. Is that right? He warned us against, don't do all this shit. He did it anyway. And y'all still saying, yeah, do what?
Return
unto me. And then Pastor Muir interrupted, jumped the gun last Sabbath, and then he tried to bring it around. He did bring it around full course, trying to tell y'all exactly what the hell's really going on. Why you think y'all still came? Why do you think y'all still came? Why do you think that the Father turned around, gave you a bill of divorce, and then he turns around and sends his son.
Yes.
Now let's go back to the dang Torah again.
Come on.
We can go to Exodus 21.
Come on, sir.
And we can clearly see in there that if this woman don't even please the man even said, you know what, son, guess what? I love you so much you can have her.
Yeah.
I love you so much you can have her. And you stupid, and you dumb, ooh, let me just hold this one.
Wow.
And you think you know nothing.
Wow.
You don't know shit.
Game up.
Wow.
Crazy.
See, everybody in the community home say, y'all should have ran all the way out of the street. Y'all should have threw a turnover call. Y'all should have threw, oh, I'm done. It's over with.
All you money.
Because the heathen and those who are hungry, drunkards, don't want it. They don't get it. They will never get it.
Never mind.
I'm telling y'all, man, we are literally part of the remnant.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Look at Pastor. Man, ooh. I just add just a little bit of something to a pastor. That's it. I ain't still no founder. Just a little bit of something. Y'all get it though, right? I can't understand for the life of me. Teacher Greg said, ooh, ooh.
Jesus.
I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. It literally makes no sense to me, man.
Come on.
Don't read it again. Sit down.
Got to.
Oh,
that just shook me up right now.
So check this out. Where we at? Oh, 3:8, Jeremiah 3:8.
And I thought, for all the causes whereby Baxton, flying Israel, committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce.
Wait a minute. The perfect and upright Yah gave a bill of divorce.
Israel.
The creator of the universe gave a bill of divorce to his people. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. What Isaiah 50 verse 1. I'm going to tell y'all something, Israel. Y'all better get this word in your heart because I'm telling you, we're dealing with some end time deception. You can easily get swept up with the dissimulation and get taken away.
What's dissimulation?
Of people who ain't produced shit, ain't done shit, and will not do shit. All they'll do is sit behind the computer and just talk. Won't build a damn thing for Israel or set nobody free. So I'm trying to be an example for men. What? By spreading your ass out and getting fat like a walrus?
Growing your hair?
You don't teach it to him, right? So I'm up here, I got this 30-hour system, I'm going, pow! And he's going, pow, pow. You got 9 millimeters. Woo-wee! You finished reading Isaiah 50, verse 1?
Started.
Oh, boy, read.
That says, y'all. Where is the bill of your mother's divorcement?
Whoa. Y'all is asking, where's the bill of your mother's what?
Divorcement.
Y'all is actually asking that of Israel. Come out.
Whom I have put away.
Whoa. You put away. Now, look, you know y'all got it right because he's asking for the bill of divorce. Well, you put away. And he put her the bill of divorce, and he put it in her hand. You send her away. Where'd she go away into? In captivity. Because you want to serve all these other nations, other gods and stuff, so go ahead and own with your damn lovers. Read on.
Oh, which of my creditors is this to whom I have sold you?
Now, you read Hosea. You realize we've been sold.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
In the captivity.
Come on.
And these nations, they're going to pay for that, too.
Yes.
Because y'all gave these people, yeah, this is what you can do. But don't go farther than this. But what they do, they went farther than anyway.
Woo.
Pay their cut. That's why I keep telling you, when a lot of these people I just claim to be Torah people and stuff, these people ain't telling, you know, matter of fact, they can't even hold the truth and unrighteous because they don't know the truth. Why is it that ain't nobody really truly mentioning that the real Israel is in exile to Yah right now? That's the main focus of this whole entire book. We're still in exile. We don't have no land. Not our homeland. It's not our homeland. And they're trying to get you to go to a land where a bunch of damn Gentiles are trotting it down,
yeah,
claiming to be Israel.
Why that? Come on.
I'm trying to tell you what he's doing. Pop. I keep trying to tell y'all the truth, man.
Come on.
Jesus. Are y'all hearing me, though?
Yes, sir.
Go to the other guy here, 4422, and let's end on this one. Everybody doing all right?
Yes,
sir. We're going to get out of here early tonight. I mean, it's a little bit 5 after 9, but we're going to get out of here early tonight. I know that, Pastor. I guarantee you soon as I give me about 10, 15 minutes, Pastor Mary, you'll be blowing up my phone watch. I bet he's full. So I can give y'all this. They can even sit here and watch this broadcast and still think they can argue. And I got more. You can't. I have not given up 30-something years of my life just so I can go to hell. Is that what I said?
Yes, sir.
Got a greater fear than man. Yeah. Y'all been edified in here tonight, don't think about it. Think about this, though. I mean, look, think about this teaching, though.
Yes. Real. Rich.
Has it not really, truly just, I mean, it got to the nitty-gritty, didn't it?
Very.
And I didn't actually start from the Torah. I started from the New Testament and worked back.
Yes. Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Yes, God, yes, 4422. Come on with it.
Neither shall they take for their wife
a what?
A widow.
That's the priest. Come on.
Nor her that is put away.
So it's obvious that in Israel there have been widows and people that have been put away.
Obvious.
Right.
In Israel. Is that right?
Yes,
read on.
But they shall take maidens of the seed.
Of what?
The seed.
Of what?
Of the house of Israel.
You know the reason why I said it to the priest, right? Because you don't want to sit out here and then these guys go to war and bring back some pagan-ass woman. Just like with Solomon. You get married to all these damn people in the foreign, they turn your damn heart. Next thing you know, you're building temples and every damn thing else. So now we got to stay concretely in this. People who are rooted and grounded in this. This is called a pillar and ground of truth. So the priest, you had a higher standard. You just couldn't be going to hell like regular Israel. Your standard, no. There's nothing can be able to compromise you in your services to the Most High. That makes sense? That makes sense? Well, I lied. But I didn't lie. Leviticus 21:14. Now we're done. Everybody, he said, put away, but I got you. I got every one of you out there. See, all this stuff I was trying to save for debate, but I know it ain't going to happen. You get it, GK? I know I look dumb. I didn't look at myself in the mirror and go, boy, you a dumb-looking man. That's all right, though. Somebody got to be. Everybody can't be perfect. Yeah. I said, nope, been with Yah. That's good enough.
Hallelujah.
Even Yahshua was a common looking man. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Read, teach.
A widow.
A what?
Widow.
Now, a widow is someone whose husband is passed. Let me tell y'all something in Israel, man. Usually a woman that is a widow, you got one or two things going to take place. is very rarely, extremely rarely, that a widow ever gets married again.
That is true.
This damn generation, boy.
Come on,
boy. This damn generation. I'm serious.
That's true.
My grandmother, she was, you know, the Christian. You know what I mean? So I had a relative kill my granddad. No more 20-something miles from me. You got to think about it. My granddad is black as that damn screen right there. Right? And he was a black man that built his own house and had his own plumbing building, plumbing business in the 30s and 40s. Now go run and tell that. He had $4. No son, $4. Had a jealous relative that was jealous of him, shot and killed him. My grandmother lived to 96 years old and never married again. Y'all get that, right? Constitution of that heart. I didn't say that people can't get married again. I'm just saying there are certain women you can forget about. I ain't never getting married again. What am I going to do? Think about my grandmother. You got a black man during damn Jim Crow, damn slavery, when the damn laws wasn't favorable to black folks. And this man was able to build his own house and have his own business. In those days, in those times, most people don't get it, man. That's something else. That's saying something. I'm sure Grandma never told me this because I didn't have enough wisdom to ask. But I'm sure she was saying, who am I going to be married to? Who going to be like this man? How many of y'all will sit up here and try to get with another man and be totally unfair to this man? Because ain't no other man going to ever be like this man. And you know what? My grandmother lived in that house until she was 91 years old. Same house that she built, which I went up and played on many, many times. And then she turned around and bought some land and built a house next to one of her daughters. Well, she wicked as hell. She damn Jezebel. I remember she said, well, we waiting for the old Chucky to come. I said, y'all get that shit. That nigga dead and gone. He ain't never coming back. I said, but you'll get this one, let me preach.
That's right.
I got something for your ass, I'll preach. Think about that, though. And it was that damn wicked ass family. Mama Dow is the oldest of the daughters that was left. The other one, Mama Dow had a sister that was 13 years older than her that passed away. And Mama Dow was older. You know them brothers, that damn heathen-ass family turned around to use the lawyers and the attorney, everything, to make sure that Mama Dow didn't get nothing from anything that Grandmama had left. And Grandma loved Mama Dow. I told Mama Dow, let them go. Let them have it.
Yes.
Let them fill up their cup and drink from it.
Yeah.
So did. I said, don't worry about it. You'll be taken care of. You good.
Yeah.
Family. Natural family.
Natural.
I'm sure y'all understand. They full of shit. They don't give a shit. They do them selfish. Man, you get it. Go ahead and have fun. Don't need your ass anyway.
Absolutely.
Did we finish Ezekiel 44:22?
We went on to
Leviticus. Oh, we're in Leviticus 21:14. Read on.
And when the word divorced woman or profane or an harlot, these shall he not take. But he shall take a virgin of his own people.
Now, the whole purpose of that is because y'all did not want the priest to be compromised.
No, the Bible.
I mean, look at Samson, man. Did he not get compromised? He got compromised. So we can learn a lesson from that. So I hope that everybody in Israel learned something tonight. As a matter of fact, if y'all really truly paid attention to this, and if y'all immersed yourself into this, Israel, because of the promiscuity, because of the promiscuous, because of the evil and idolatrous generation that we live in, because of the generation that is full of whoredoms that we live in right now, you would not believe how many people, through religious tyranny and bondage, you could set free through this word tonight and remove generations of condemnation. You gotta understand, some people are under so much bondage, but they don't even feel like they can repent. But you, Israel, you know the truth. You can set them free.
Come on,
open prison. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You can get them free, man. Man, I love y'all's truth. Y'all love y'all's truth, man. I love y'all's work. All right, so hey, Israel, I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, and I believe it is the Father's will. I hope that you all are encouraged. I really, truly do. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I did not make this broadcast just because I said a few names about any of them bastards. I don't give a shit about them. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass about none of them. I only care about you, giving the truth to you. That's it. But you need to know this. There's too many times Israel is tripped up because you don't know. I'm here to inform you, to guide you, to teach you, and that's it. And then let the Messiah walk with you the rest of the way. But you got to have the spirit of truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, and with that said, man, I'd like to say congratulations again to Class 002. Because, boy, I tell you, my brother, man, give you a whole new appreciation for Ranger, though, don't it? No, whole new appreciation. Did y'all notice how that when everybody graduated, our attitude changed and shifted? They're like, oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Why? Nothing personal. That damn chasing after y'all. I don't know what he did. He must have did something, man, but you see the back of his damn legs bruised up like hell.
Yep.
Chasing after y'all cut out of different damn cloth, man. People would have quit on less than that, man.
Yeah.
His old damn hamstrings are bruised from them. Top of his ass all the way down to his damn knees. And he still kept going.
Yep.
He still kept going and going. Found a spirit in him. He overcome that.
Yep.
If you don't understand it, even after all that, man, he had to run that damn hill.
Yeah.
With those bruised, I mean, this shit is damn strange. I can show you pictures, man. Y'all got pictures of him? Y'all show DJ? Man, this shit is bruised. It tore up, man. Both of them. He did not quit. He got his daddy's seed in him. Because chase after y'all, his dad used to be part of SEAL Team 6. He definitely got his seed in him. And he ran that damn hill, man, jumped in them damn farm, man. He did every damn step in the face. He did all of it. Bruised as shit.
Yeah.
You can't help but respect.
Yes, sir.
You cannot do nothing but respect. I'm telling you, man, it was a good test. Woo! We thank the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, with that said, Israel, we bless you all, the sweet princes, and strong and victorious, and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King Yahshua, the Hamashiach. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That is our prayer. Shabbat shalom, Israel. The King is coming. Glory to the King. That was a beautiful broadcast, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see those pictures of the tape? That's next level dog, man. Certified. And my DD is one and two. Yeah.